What is the big thing we need now for the Eagles? Is it better support as far as advertising on television, more free-to-air games? Because, of course, Fox Sports had one game every Thursday night and all the rest of the stuff was on foxsports.com.au, but News Limited did pay a sling to the game to put those games on. You'd love to see the players out a little bit earlier in the week, and you'd love to see more stuff. And again, it's interesting that cricket hasn't done something like having a country team in the Big Bash, but the Eagles are 2 years ahead of every other sport.
The things that need to be done, I think, is more publicity. And, you know, I'd love to see free-to-air TV. I realise that there's, you know, Fox Sports pay a fair bit of wedge to do that, so that they get a little bit of control over that.
Yeah.
But I think it's imperative that we do get some presence on free-to-air TV, because we need to promote the games more. We need to have more opportunities for players, and you say you know we'd love to get them out earlier. Well, we would like to do that. The ones that we have, you know, they've got jobs that they have to work to, and then they've got families and so forth. So if the finance is there for them to be able to do that, well, that would be ideal. And I'm sure that will come. You know, you look at things like the ITM Cup in New Zealand, they crawl before they walk, and you know, they're quite well settled now. 5 or 6 years' time, I can see the NRC doing the same thing, and it will be the vision of the AU to make sure those players get out there and use it to promote rugby.
Of course, you played your first test against New Zealand back in the day and scored a try there in the 18-all draw. Tell us a bit about that. You still got the jumper with the Rico logo and the Adidas stripes, and everybody received a cap as well. You remember the day you got the cap as well, you got that presented. Tell us some of the great thrills of actually playing for your country. It just must have been absolutely mind-numbing.
Actually, Dave Carter and I were there. We made our test debuts together, and my actual first test was against England, but at Ballymore. But you know, I'll never forget the one against the All Blacks at Ballymore. It was they were a pretty red hot side, and 18-all, they didn't take that very well. We sort of poked the angry bear when we did that. But look, it was a great feeling. You know, even better so, I was playing out in the country at Orange City at that stage. So I was honoured to represent Orange City. And unfortunately, we didn't get our cap presentation till later on when they had a gala function in Sydney. But well, one of the good things about it was it forced them to have a massive reunion. So we had a pretty big night with all the boys when we all got capped for our 80s.
Yeah, well, I remember Dave Carter when he played in that game against England. He was 666 for the number, so I assume you're 667. But he had this very, very small scratch on his face, and he came back to Corindon and couldn't play for the Lions the next week. And he dragged himself in as if he was, you know, really, really badly hurt. He had a mortal wound. But he's been fantastic as president of the Country Eagles.
Oh, yeah, look, Carter's a bit of an institution in the Country Eagles. He did the tough yards. He played for the Wallabies, playing for Corindon, stayed on the farm all that time and continued to do great things for New South Wales and Australia. So he's a great example to any kid out here who wants to play rugby, and just a kid from Corindon playing for the Wallabies, who'd have thought.
Went off to league for a few years there, Bowman. Of course, we love talking about the 89 grand final, of course, scoring the try in the corner, but playing with the Western Reds as well when they kicked off their sojourn in rugby league there. It's interesting to see that the Western Force are over there, but rugby league still hasn't got back to getting the Western Reds. To reflect on your time there with Warren Ryan and Ciro and Blocker and all your times at Balmain, and some great success there.
It was interesting there, and it was a big family club when I went to Balmain. So apart from the game itself and some of the supporters you had, it was like playing for a rugby club, because those guys are all such tight-knit family. Warren Ryan, who I still think was, you know, he's the best coach that I've ever been involved with. He was tremendous there, but it was good times. The Western Reds were sort of bits of pioneers there, and that was handled poorly by the rugby league at the time, and Super League came in and different things happen. So had they stuck with it over there, rugby league and rugby union can survive over there. But I think
finally, of course, you went over to Hull KR and played a bit of rugby league before they turned it into Super League. Of course, the good thing was, and that's how much Royce Simmons loved you, he did all the marathons for Desi Hasler, but not you, to be able to get paid. What was that experience like as well? Because of course the big derby keeps going there with Hull KR, and they've got the big stadium going there as well. And you would have been playing at Craven Park and all these exotic places.
Hull FC was the team I played for, so we played at the Boulevard, and you know, the local derby, it was a local derby. The other team were a red and white team, and we weren't allowed to eat bacon, and you weren't allowed to touch anything with red on it. And look, it was great. But Royce Simmons, well, he was just an amazing sort of fellow. Like, and to do what he did for Desi Hasler to get him over there, they said, if you want to get some money, you're going to have to raise it yourself. So Desi decided to run 5 marathons in 5 days and got a sponsor and end up with no toenails and no skin on his feet. But he got the money and he got his man.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that also Royce, he played New South Wales Country under 16s in rugby as well, which not too many people know about. But James, thanks for your time. You've done a great job so far as part of the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles, but also you're leading the way there with the kiddies there with the Western Province team in the under 17s. And